Oh yeah. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio 9 Morning Show. Please welcome to the show. Now part of the show, we got Mackenzie in the house, and you might know her from if you're in Indy. Well, that's a loud clap now. Liz had her coffee.
I love it. It gets louder every time. Thank
I know. From Andy Moore TV commercials, but we're so glad to have her here on the show as a permanent fixture, and definitely look forward to getting to know you more this morning. One thing I thought we could do is play a game. You ever heard of True Truth and a Lie?
Of course. Okay. One of my favorites.
All you got to do is to play the game, if you want to do it with your friends, is write down three things. Two of them need to be true, and one needs to be a lie, and then they need to figure out, well, which one's the lie? So, Mackenzie, if you would indulge us, why don't we... Wait, does Porkchop have the answers to this? Because I don't want him cheating and getting like 3 for 3 or getting it right, I mean.
I might have seen them.
Okay. Then, Liv, you and I are playing the game here, because Mr. Cheater Pants over there, I don't know about all that. Let's hear your first one. What do you got?
Okay, do you want me to do all three or just one and then you can decipher the lie?
Yeah, don't tell us. We'll hear all three, then we'll figure out which one is the lie and which two we think is actually you being truthful.
Okay, here we go. I received a bomb threat.
That's pretty scary. Okay.
Number two. I was Miss Teen Indiana, but I lost my sash.
How could you lose? Oh my, how do you not wear that all the time? Okay, sorry. I shouldn't have all these personal side comments, but okay.
Number three. My uncle was bitten by a monkey.
So two of those are true? I mean, honestly, working in radio or anything, you worked in TV too, like bomb threats unfortunately happen. We got crazy people in the world.
Yes.
Anybody, I mean, nowadays it's accessible to see a monkey. You could be bitten.
You could.
I mean, I've been near a monkey. Thank God they haven't bitten me. And you're very pretty. I could see you being, what was it, Miss Indiana or?
Back in the day, Miss Teen.
Miss Teen. She was a young one. All right. I think I know which one's the lie. Do you have a guess, Liv, like locked in that you think's the lie?
I don't think her uncle was bit by a monkey.
That's what I was going to say, too. I don't think her uncle was bit by a monkey. It's possible, but I'm going to say that's the lie.
What? That is true. 100% true. My uncle has been bitten by a monkey, not once, but twice.
Okay, hold up. Explain. Does this guy just have a pocket full of bananas?
My uncle Jeff, 2 times in Mexico, there's a guy with a monkey on a leash you could take a picture with. And he was bitten twice by a monkey.
Did he pay extra for getting bit?
Like right in the calf.
Oh my God. Like I would just kick the monkey. I'd be so scared. I'm like, get off me.
I'd be scared of like diseases.
I was just saying, like, well, there goes my leg. All right, cool. It was worth it. Wait, was it the same trip he got bit twice or 2 separate times?
It was the same, within the same week, both in Mexico.
But did he go back to the same guy with the monkey?
I don't know if it was the same monkey.
What's wrong with your Uncle Jeff?
A word to the wise. Do not go near monkeys on leashes in Mexico.
No kidding. Okay? Just leave them for the TV shows. Okay, so that was true.
That was true.
Then,
So also true, I did receive a bomb threat back in the day.
Now, where were you at when this bomb threat occurred?
I was at a local mall here, and it was my very first job. I was 15 years old. And the phone rings, and it's just me and my manager. And I pick up, and this was like when Scream was all the rage, the movie Scream. And he was like, do you like scary movies? And I was like, oh, ha, ha. I thought it was a friend. And he was like, I put a bomb in your store. And I was like, what? And I was like, who is this? Stop kidding around. No, it was a psycho, like had called.
But wait, was there really an actual bomb or just a threat?
I evacuated. I don't. And then the mall security, no, it was just a threat. There was no bomb. But this was like children's clothing store. And I was on the phone with this maniac forever thinking it was someone pranking us. No, it was legit a bomb threat.
Well, that's traumatic and fun.
I know. And I was 15. I'm like, I don't make enough for this. I'm out of here.
The discount's not worth it.
But like... $8 an hour or whatever it was at the time. I was like, I'm out of here. So the lie was I was not Miss Teen Indiana. Wah, wah.
Did you ever do any pageant stuff or no?
I didn't. I wanted to. I was never brave enough. I think
really?
Those girls were awesome. But I had the wave down and I wanted to do it, but I never did it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, I feel like we know you a little bit more, but now I'm still confused about your Uncle Jeff and why he got bit by a monkey 2 times.
Isn't that a cool story, though?
That kind of scares me, yes. Now I'm afraid to go anywhere near the monkey, even at a zoo. Mackenzie, thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit.